This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This week is the Christmas celebration week. Of course, we'll be live all week, Monday through Friday. In addition, well, not Friday, that's Christmas Eve, but you know what I mean. Today is our first day of the broadcast week, and we had a great celebration weekend. Of course, Super Don turned older, a year older, on Friday's show, and we celebrated him on our Ask Me Anything. For those of you who are patron supporters of the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you're not, you missed out, man. It was awesome. Super Don, you were serenaded by one of our patrons.
I was. Janice sang to me happy birthday, her own version of happy birthday, which is, was like even like twice as good as like this, the regular old happy birthday to you, right?
Oh, it was so good.
It was her own version and stuff. Yeah. And so that was really cool. And
yeah,
dude, I think we gave away more prizes at the AMA than we've ever done.
That was so much fun. Dude, I just love
the prizes that we gave away, hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Retail value of stuff. And it's just because sponsors of this show that we love stepped up and said, hey, you know, why don't you give this away at your AMA? So, I mean, we gave away containers of Cardio Miracle. We gave away a silver right pillow, T-shirts, hats, CBD. I mean, it was prizes flying left and right.
Yeah, you think about the support from the patrons that are out there. It's not a lot, but it's so helpful. You know, every little bit helps. So thank you for that. And I think for the vast majority of those that won prizes, they probably won more than they're contributing. And I'm not saying this as a complaint. I'm glad we could do this. I'm
absolutely.
So it's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, even at $5 a month level, some people, they probably got a $150 pillow. It's like, how many months would they have to pay to be a patron to get that? I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous.
Right.
So
right.
we try to do our best to get you supported for supporting us. So thank you. Our next AMA will be sometime in January. We'll let you know. But there's a Patreon link at robertscottbell.com on the front page. Check it out. And we'll welcome you into the AMAs and everything else, all the other bonus materials that you get. So that was fun. Yeah, thanks. Shout out to Silverite Global, the pillows. Thanks to John Hewlett and Cardio Miracle. Thanks to Nutritional Frontiers and their certified organic U.S.-grown hemp CBD products, and a lot more. So, you know, I want to open with this story about in vitro fertilization clinics. This is something I brought up. I don't know if I did this on the Sunday show before here on GCN, but, you know, because we're on 6 days a week, not just one, it's hard to remember on which show I mentioned it. But I've been meeting regularly over the past year and a half to 2 years now almost, with medical professionals, nurses, et cetera, you know, just trying to talk about what is happening. What are you learning? What are you experiencing? What are you seeing? And a number of nurses are actually specialists in, you know, IVF at clinics, like fertility clinics. And we've been hearing some very strange things over the past year. And although I'm not there, it's firsthand knowledge in the sense of I'm hearing it firsthand from the witnesses, if you will, and it's only growing in concern. What am I talking about here? Well, apparently the same people I've been talking with also talked with Steve Kirsch, who's got a great newsletter up on a Substack, and we've covered some of his articles before, and he wrote about it. I would encourage you to link to this. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is an important thing, especially here. Let me just say it this way. If you're older and you want to have grandkids, you're talking about your kids having kids, or if you're younger and you want to start a family and have kids, you have got to pay attention to what's happening here, because all of the lies that are parading as scientific fact, like, oh, it's safe and effective for people who are pregnant. There's no issue. There's no impact on fertility for men. And I remember when they were doing the, I think the initial studies on COVID jabs, they were telling men to bank their sperm just in case. So it's not like they didn't know it was possible that it could monkey with their own genetic integrity so that they would be able to have children. And now we're seeing, according to this, again, I'm going to read from the article. It's the things I've related before, but now you can actually read it. Miscarriage rates doubling March through May of 2021. What happened just prior to that for about 2.5 to 3 months, end of December 2020, January, February, March? That is when they started in earnest to blast out all the first adopters, all the people that were so excited to get the jabs that were finally out there on emergency use authorization. And that included people who were pregnant or were about to become pregnant. And so they started seeing miscarriages, women who had gotten the jab. So, I guess you could say, Super Don, plausible deniability, it's just a coincidence. But when you see a doubling of miscarriages, you gotta step back and go, wait a second, that's not your average, you know, a little bit, one or two more this month. A doubling is significant. So I find it hard to dismiss, let's say, easily. You know what I'm saying, Super D? Like, they'll try, but
no.
This is damning.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, if you've got data that says that everything's gone up, basically, what, 100%?
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely something that you would think they would be looking at, right? That's what they always say when we bring up these other patterns that we see.
Yes.
There's no, you know, way that we can prove that that has anything to do with that or whatever like that. So, you know, my question would be, are they aware of this? And if they are, have they looked into it? And if they haven't, then why not?
Yeah. Well, if you were, like I said, you work in fertility and this is what you do for a living. You monitor this stuff for a living. And in that first 3 month period following the 3 months of the jabs coming out, so there may be jabs happening in that 3 month period as well, the March through May, there was a huge spike in the miscarriage rates. They said it's normally 25 to 30%. In the 3 months that we're talking about, it shot up to over 50% miscarriage rate. They'd never seen anything like it before. Here's an example of one of the stories. One woman had very reliably donated 30 or more eggs each time she came in. You know, when they do the harvesting, they usually like use a fertility drug like Clomid or something like that. And she came in and usually yielded 5 to 8 embryos. In May, she got her second shot of the jab and came in to donate a couple of weeks later. The clinic was shocked based on her track record. All of the embryos had arrested when they checked them on day 5. None of them reached the stage where the trophectoderm forms. In other words, we got to develop a in the uterus, you have the let's just try to describe it in very lay terms for the youngest among us in our audience. You have this thing that forms around the baby in the uterus. It's called the placenta. And the early placental cells, that was the time apparently it was arresting. It just stopped at that moment. And again, this is not typical. Now, this is most recently, I just learned about this last week in person from one of the people witnessing it and showed me the pictures. And now you can see this also on the, the show notes and the link to this article. The image is there. They're seeing unknown contamination on the walls of the embryos. They started noticing this back in August, but it could have been sooner. And they were only able to see it under high power magnification because it's smaller than the sperm cells, which are very small, relatively speaking, to the egg. The egg's much larger. And these things are even tinier, so they don't know where it's coming from. It doesn't seem to be external contamination. The only options of explanation they're saying now is it's coming either from the sperm or the egg itself. Where is this coming from? This is not something they have ever seen before. I'm just so concerned. And of course, many of the faith-based leaders, the religious leaders, are very disappointing to me because of their promotion. of these jabs, despite the risk that was unknown. At the very least, it was unknown. For some, it was known the potential. And yet they're encouraging their flock, so to speak, to get these jabs. What are they doing? I mean, aren't they, if they're biblically based, going to be, you know, going forward, being fruitful and multiplying? And yet here they are potentially destroying the ability of the membership of their religious path to be able to procreate and have more children, so to continue to grow families and continue, you know, how it is on many of these, you know, religious church group belief systems, how important that is.
There's a lot of, I don't know, would you call it irony? And that's not really irony. It's just contradiction. You know, when we get into these conversations about spiritual or religious beliefs versus what it is that is going on, because you just shake your head, especially when you read these stories about these, you know, the faith leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, hey, nah, no problem. We don't see anything wrong with this. You know, I mean, if you just bring it down to the aborted, you know, the fetal cell lines.
Yeah.
You just shake your head and go, what happened here? What changed?
Yeah, indeed. And I look at this issue of fertility and procreation. I mean, it seems to be a foundational principle for most people of faith. You know, it's one of those commandments, right? Go forth and multiply. And yet, this seems to be the most devastating oversight that you'll ever come across. And I'm not even talking, again, just in the medical field, but in the medical field, what I've heard in talking to these nurses, that they try to bring the attention of what they're seeing to the doctors, and the doctors absolutely shut them down.
Mm. So really what this comes down to is they're being forced to keep this anecdotal.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone beyond that.
They don't want to acknowledge. They don't want to look at it. And you know, the doctors are programmed that it's definitely not the vaccine before they even begin a thought. That's why I say having a medical degree is often a handicap, because it handicaps critical thinking. When they tell you what to think and you just go, okay, I'll think that. And so these people, these nurses, these good medical professionals are bringing strange anomalies that are significant and different to the attention of the higher ups, and they say they shut them down. And in fact, you know, this person is still remaining anonymous. I know who it is, but they don't want to come forward because they will be fired for revealing this. And this is something that is a threat level, you know, what do you want to call it? A red alert? Especially if you're concerned about the future of the human species, y'all. You know what I say? Take your jab and shove it somewhere else and not in anybody that wants to have babies. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. You can also go to robertscottbell.com/listen, and we have a live free chat room as well. We love to interact with you live and when we're on the air, and there's a great community willing to help you and answer your questions as well. Thanks for being here. The Power to Heal is yours. Back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, you know, after a segment as serious as that on in vitro, miscarriages, and it's just a hard topic to have to cover, but we got to because so few places are covering it. I think I need some cannabis. I think I need some CBD just to.
You're going to light up a joint, or what are you going to do here?
I'm a CBD guy. You know that.
Oh, okay.
But what's interesting about the cannabis plant, among many, many things, it's a plant that can, can rectify some environmental issues, damage, right? It has been utilized, like after Chernobyl, to help remove the radiation from the area, planting cannabis everywhere. And because it can aggregate, if you will, things that you don't like, you've got to be careful about where cannabis is grown. What is it grown in? What is it used? You know, do they use pesticides on it? Heavy metals are present or not? Because you can't just assume that because you have access to it that it's all clean and good for you. And here's an article at Medical Express just saying exactly that, that cannabis may contain heavy metals and affect consumer health. So we could always dismiss something like this. Oh, they just don't want cannabis. They don't like cannabis. No, this is legitimate. Mm-hmm. And it's just like anything we say here that we're consistent about, that the quality of whatever you put into your body, eat, consume, smoke, or whatever, matters. And so if you're doing industrial hemp or if you're doing, quote-unquote, medical marijuana or just, you know, recreational cannabis, whatever that means, right, it's important to have third-party validations on the quality of what's there or not there. Because, as you know, even in certified organic, produce or products imported from Asia, they don't test for heavy metals. That's something like Mike Adams showed us years ago, the Health Ranger. Yep. And so same thing with hemp products. You want to be sure that not only is it organic quality, but they're actually testing it and proving that it's clean. And I don't know that we have to go into the dangers of heavy metals here. You're a sophisticated audience. You are. You've been with us for us for years.
Suffice it to say, it's bad, okay? I mean, you know, it is. And there's plenty of ways that you can look that up. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're talking about, things like, cadmium and mercury and lead and stuff and the bad form of chromium. Mm-hmm. You don't want to put that stuff in your body, of course. Now, I look at this and I think back to my teenage years.
Okay.
When I used to partake recreationally. Yeah.
Long before it was 10th Amendment nullified on the
field. And long before it was something that you bought at a store, right? I mean, this was just, it kind of creeps me out a little bit to think, who knows?
Who knows how it was grown back then?
What was in that stuff? But it can be today, too. And so it's important to know. You got to know where it's coming from. And this is the reason why when you look at people like Nutritional Frontiers with their CBD. You can rest assured that stuff has been verified and it's been tested, third party tested, to show what's in it. And plus, it's organic too. Not that has anything to do with heavy metals, but
it's
do your homework before you use any product that comes from a hemp plant, because you want to make sure you're getting the right stuff.
Well, and we've listed links to the certificates of analysis.
Yeah.
From Nutritional Frontiers. They're very open.
I would say you don't ever want to use any hemp product or CBD product unless they've got a COA, a certificate of analysis.
Absolutely. So if you're not sure where to get this, go to CBDNF.com. We have a link. Always there's a banner there. And you can actually get 15% off with the code RSB15. They have organic oils. They have gel caps. They have capsules. They have Hemp Boost, which is an amazing product that just went on sale. I don't know if it's still on sale, but what's nice about Nutritional Frontiers is they offer everything that's even on sale, and you can still use your 15% discount coupon, RSV code, RSV15, to get the discount as well. And they have a transdermal that is out of this world. It's so amazing. And it uses the liposomal technology to bring it in. Wherever you put it, it'll go deep. It's amazing. And they even have the gummies. The best taste in hemp gummies you'll find. So take advantage of that. And when you go to CBDNF.com, you can sign up to become a member, a customer, I shall say. And you'll mention the Robert Scott Bell Show, and guess what? They're going to send you samples as a thank you. Yeah, you don't even have to buy anything. You say, I would love for you to do it, and I think you will, but they'll send you samples to try. And when you get those samples, I want you to take a picture of those samples with you, preferably, or a loved one, a friend, a pet. A stuffed animal, whatever. Send it to Superdon. AskRSB@gmail.com. AskRSB@gmail.com. And we've been doing monthly giveaways. And this is open to everybody, not just our patron supporters. So you have a chance to win just by being a customer or a potential customer of Nutritional Frontier. CBDNF.com. Sign up and send that picture in when you get the sample to Superdon. All right, back after this with a big old question of the day.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A shortened week for many coming up, headed out on Christmas break. More than 109 million people in the U.S. expected to travel between Christmas and New Year's. Dr. Anthony Fauci warning about holiday get-togethers on NBC's Meet the Press.
Clearly, when you travel, there is always a risk of increased infection. That just goes with respiratory illnesses. But if people need to travel and want to travel for the obvious family reasons, during this holiday season. If you're vaccinated and you're boosted and you take care when you go into congregate settings like airports to make sure you continually wear your mask, you should be okay.
The variant sparking a wave of closures nationwide in the past few days, including schools and businesses, due to rising COVID cases. This is USA Radio News. The White House preparing for a speech from the president on COVID this coming Tuesday.
President Biden will be giving an update on the Omicron variant Tuesday, according to a White House official. The announcement coming with Johns Hopkins University reporting on Friday that the United States had just over 193,000 confirmed new cases of COVID and 2,171 people died from the virus. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
What's happening?
It's starting to come through. I can't stop him.
The new Spider-Man movie winning big at the box office this weekend. The Sony and Marvel blockbuster No Way Home grossed a stunning $253 million in ticket sales. It's the third best opening of a movie all time in theaters. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all. We got a lot to do. Short time to do it. Also, I want to let you know we had Robert Verkirk on last week from the Alliance for Natural Health in Europe and UK. And this guy's just one of my smartest friends ever. Ever smartest guys. And we cover some serious, serious scientific ground and overview on what's been happening the last couple of years. You don't want to miss the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Rob Verkirk. The two Robs getting together again. That's coming up. Super Don, what are the announcements? There is that the thing called the event that's going on right now. You can still
that's happening right now. It started on the 17th, and it goes for 5 days. So I believe you can still get plugged in on that. So that's ongoing.
Yep.
Let me see.
What about the webinar I did on Thursday, where we talked about chimeric gain of function studies, you know, as it relates to COVID and endothelial damage? Is that available?
Yeah. I don't know if that is or not, because
you sent out an email. You did.
An email did go out.
Yeah. I'm hoping people can still catch it.
Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know whether people could still get plugged into that or not, if it was a, you had to be there thing.
Well, this is why you want to get email from SuperNon. Sign up at robertscandell.com.
I think moving forward here in the next like 2 or 3 months, we're going to be doing at least one every month.
Yeah.
So yeah, just get plugged in. Get plugged in for sure, and we'll get you in on the next one.
Speaking of plugged in, one of the movies I'm excited about this holiday season is Matrix Resurrections.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to that?
Soon. I am. I'm gonna try and watch that as soon as I can. But I think it comes out on the 22nd.
Yeah, coming up. So.
Yeah.
I think about 1999, for those of you who were alive then. We got a lot of young listeners. That was when the original Matrix movie came out. And it just kind of, you went in and you went, huh? What did I do? I got to see that again and again and again.
Dude, and that was 99?
Yeah, 1999.
No
I remember
way.
It. I totally remember exactly it. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, actually, now I think about it, I do, because that was right before Y2K.
Yeah, it was. And my wife and I saw it. This is before we had kids in that year. And we were just so blown away. It was like we went on a trip to D.C. we were doing a conference, and I contacted one of my friends. I'm like, you got to come to this movie with us. And I remember going in D.C., seeing it, this huge theater. I don't know. It was like not a normal theater. It was huge that we went to see it. And he was like, oh, my gosh. So I just, you know, bring that up as a reality check in terms of, are we all copper tops for some other agenda, right? I don't want to be that. I don't want you to be that. And I mean, we talk about plugging in. That's what brought that to my mind, SuperDon.
Gotcha.
Unplugging,
gotcha.
Right? Unplugging from the medical matrix is a big theme here. And I think right now a question of the day is coming in with just that in mind.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, the question of the day is coming in, and it's a biggie. It's a doozy, SuperDon. We don't get these all the time. Sometimes they're very simple. This one's very well thought out. Great question. Doreen, thank you for submitting this on our website at robertscoutbell.com. You could submit questions any time of the day or night, and SuperDon and I will see it. And we usually try to respond within a broadcast day or two. Sometimes we get backed up, but if you do submit a question on our website, we don't always type back the answer. Sometimes, yes, but most often we want to bring it up to everybody. So, she says, Dear Robert and Super D, I've been listening to you since March. You, Super Don, and the people whom you interview make a whole lot of sense. Thank you for your hard work and for your perseverance in the field of health freedom. I am eating more nutritionally, exercising regularly, and have asked my allopathic doctor if he would consider partnering with a naturopathic doctor in my journey to a healthier lifestyle. I saw a naturopathic physician earlier this year, and he was open to taking me on as a patient, although I have not taken that interview any farther. My husband and I have been taking whole food vitamins. Yeah, she's been paying attention, Doreen, because we use 100% whole food supplements. What does that mean? It doesn't mean it's from Whole Foods or Whole Paycheck. It means it's describing the quality, that they're not synthetic, okay? She's also taking Cardio Miracle, Sovereign Copper, which just came out within the last month, and Sovereign Silver. She's doing the 100% Whole Foods ETF Chromium we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, along with the Whole Foods Selenium and Silica. She says, I also take calcium and vitamin D. Now, I'm not a big fan of calcium and vitamin D per se, outside of the vitamin D that we get from the Cardio Miracle and Sunshine, but okay, that's what you're doing. She also says we are eating USDA-certified organic and non-GMO foods, although we haven't transitioned fully. I will try to learn more about the law of the terrain. I have taken your Clinical Homeopathy 101 Plus lecture on demand from Trinity School of Natural Health, and I'm a gardener. Okay, fellow gardener, we love that. I was just out in my greenhouse, two of them, in fact, for the winter. And it's like, hey, SuperDome, by the way, on the greenhouse, It's stunning because it's going down into the teens at night now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, during the day when there's sun, it's like you go in there, it's like totally passive heat.
You're just hanging out in the greenhouse.
With the water biomass. So, yeah, just get in there and watch stuff happen in the winter. This is the first time I have these in a cold weather climate, a greenhouse. So I'm very excited about what I'm learning. So, anyway, Doreen, I don't know if you have a greenhouse, but I'm just excited about that because she says, I am excited about all that she's learning. I'm learning from Marjorie Wildcraft. So she has taken the Wildcraft courses, right? And the last one she probably took was the one that mentioned you, right? What was the title? Even Super Don can do it?
Yes. How to grow, what was it? It was how to grow a bunch of food in a grid-down situation, even if you're older and out of shape.
There it is.
And now, don't do coffee enemas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We wouldn't ask you to do that, Super Don.
Right.
But Doreen is sort of calling you out indirectly because what is she saying? She's saying, I am exercising.
Yeah.
Right? Exercising regularly. And you know what? If I could, I would, but I can't. I'm not going to do it. But I would make a New Year's resolution for Super Don to do a little bit more to care for that physical exercise thing so he can be a living example for Doreen, too. And that's just the love that I have for Super Don. He's annoyed with me right now. I can feel it. Okay. So we move on.
I am not.
I know. She says, Doreen says, what do I do to take the next step away from allopathic medicine and take the leap into a fully naturopathic and homeopathic lifestyle? I mean, this is a big question.
Step away from the allopath.
Yeah, right. I'm like, yes, put the drug down and step away from the allopathic doctor. Oh, my gosh. She says, as I step away from allopathic medicine, do I cut the cord? Is it one way or the other, or do I keep a thin thread of connection between the two? If a thread is needed, what does that thread consist of?
That's a really good question. I don't think I've seen anybody ever ask that question before. That's a really good question. What do you say?
Well, I think about, everybody's got a different level of comfort in doing something like that. I mean, I'll raise the experience I had with my wife before she was my wife. She was in chiropractic school at the time, and when I met her, she was in very bad shape, even though we were in our 20s, and she was devastatingly bad in terms of thyroid health, and she had been hammered by vaccine and vaccine injury. She was a civilian military brat, and so she had mercury toxicity, on and on it went. And I said, we got to, eat organic. You got to eat organic. And she was like, okay. The next day, she takes everything out of her refrigerator, out of her cupboard, and gives it away to anybody who wanted it and replaced it with organic food. Not everybody does that. That's what you call cord cutting, in a sense. And she went homeopathic and all of that. Now, of course, I was raised allopathically. I sort of cut the cord when I was 19 and didn't find homeopathy till I was 24. I didn't know what to do. I was still probably taking OTC drugs and eating garbage because I didn't know better. So, as I learned homeopathy and naturopathy and herbalism and all these other energy forms of healing, it became less and less reliant or even thinking that I would ever need to reach out to an allopath. Although I always recognized, even in the midst of what they did to me from a chronic disease perspective, I always recognized in an injury situation that they're very good at what they do in triaging and first aid care, that kind of thing. So for me, we didn't grow up like my son, when he was born, our first child, we still went through, traditional OBGYN. I'm thinking the two children mixed up here. We wanted to do a home birth and it was emergency. So we relied upon allopathic medicine and, we're grateful for it. So perspective is in order. It's like, what would you use them for? And ideally it would be only for emergency situations. Whereas maintenance, you go through naturopathy, chiropractic, herbalism, homeopathy, all of those things. And if there's something that can't be addressed by those or addressed by those exclusively, I don't think cutting the cord to allopathic medicine is appropriate. But where do you rely upon them? For what? Once you know better. Super D, my life has been about emergencies at that point. It's only in emergency situations. And many of them I was able to handle myself with my kids and my wife. And there were times where, I've told this story when I was out of town at an event and I didn't have all my remedies and everything I'm used to having. And I had an explosion of an infection in my ear canal. And this was after I had injured it, both actually Eustachian tubes from a diving injury. And I was like fish out of water, no pun intended. And I went to a doc in the box and I had to get an antibiotic. I wasn't thrilled about it at all. I was totally bummed, but I did it because it was serious enough and I didn't have access to the things I know that could have taken care of it otherwise. So to give it up altogether, I don't think that's a good plan. To have it as in your back pocket if you need it, that's fine. What does that mean, though? Super Don, I don't know. What does that mean?
Well, the way I look at it is that you know, allopathic medicine is really good at some things. And you've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when arms and legs are falling off and stuff like that, yeah. They're great at putting things back together. Also, you know, as long as you're really careful about it, they're pretty decent at diagnosing things too. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like, you know, something really messed up. You can tell, you know, if you get good at it, just kind of listening to yourself.
Yeah.
You tell something's not right. Right. And so you go to the doctor and you get a diagnosis. Because then to me, it's like, as long as you know, or at least you have a pretty good idea of what it is that's going on, then now you can address it. You know, but until you know, you don't know what to throw at it,
see,
right?
And that's a level of walking away, but not totally walking away.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas I really don't even rely on them for diagnoses for the most part. But that's only because I've invested
so much
time.
Not everybody's a Jedi like you.
No, but that was my point. You know, and she's on a course of learning is the point. As you gain more confidence, you need less and less of that. That's the point. Doreen, God bless you. Thank you for doing that. And use prayer. Always follow the guidance of spirit. It'll direct you if you need an allopath, homeopath, or whatever. Thanks for that question. Be right back to wrap up hour one.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, the links are always there in the banners at robertscottbell.com. Please share the show. We're the best kept secret in health talk media. We are. And why? Because you think that we have this PR firm that tells everybody about us and you don't tell anybody. Hey, start talking to your neighbors, your friends, your loved ones, your frenemies. Let them know the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, robertscottbell.com. Thanks to our syndicator, GCN, as well, and our radio broadcasters out there around the country and the world, online and offline. Grounding. Superdon, in the electronic and radio world, when you think of grounding, what do you think of?
Well, actually, the first thing I think of is I spent a good portion of my life as a teenager being grounded.
Okay. I forgot about that.
That's not the type of grounding we're talking about here. But yeah, I mean, in electronics, I mean, yeah. You know, you want certain things to be grounded so that you don't get electrocuted.
You don't short circuit or anything.
You're short circuit. Yeah.
Equipment goes wrong. So the grounding wire, so to speak. And there's a story here, and it's not like we've never talked about it, but there's a story here in The Natural Blazes called Grounding, the missing element to healing autoimmunity, ? I think it's more than autoimmunity. But when we talk about our existence or realize one day that we are electrical beings, right, we're not just a lump of chemicals, that ultimately all of this thing called energy is very real and it goes beyond chemistry, that there may be a time where you recognize, yeah, man, you are so disconnected from the planet you live on. You're like, you barely have ever touched the earth other than, yeah, I'm on the earth, but I have rubber soles on my sneakers, right? And I never ever take my shoes off and my socks off and then walk on dirt or grass. There's something about that electrical connection to the planet we live on that it's sort of intangible, but there have been a lot of people that have been studying this and saying, hey, no, there's more to it than just some new agey concept of, hug a tree. There's actually electrical transference. There's energy associated with these events of interacting with the natural world. You know, just Super Don, his medicine, if I may be so bold, is to get out there by the seashore. It's like it revitalizes you. And it's been too long, Super D, I know. And I'm sorry to have to bring that up. You're going to start crying.
I know. Oh, man.
But you're right.
There's an energy there. I mean, it's, you know, how do you say? I mean, you can literally, like, feel it.
It's electrical, yes. And the ions in the air. Yeah. They say that in a thunderstorm as well. You know, we talk about all of these things. So the idea of getting out, and I know it's a little difficult when it's snowy outside, but it's something to consider if you're feeling out of sorts. Right. There's got to be. And I know there are technologies that do this. There are even grounding technologies for your bed that will connect to the earth. Right. So I'm not here to tell you one way or other, you know, just that concept. If you've never considered it and you're feeling out of sorts, Think about how good, you know, the gardening thing. Doreen's a gardener. Me too. When my hands are in the soil, even if I have rubber soles on my feet, if it's summer, I try to be barefoot. But if I'm not, like, just putting your hands in dirt, there's an electrical exchange. And there's something that, you know, when people talk about interacting as a gardener, it's like medicine to them. It's like, I feel so good doing it. Now, of course, the other thing is there's microbes. There's a microbiome of the soil that you interact with. You breathe in everything. You're like, oh, my gosh, it's germs. And, you know, the insane asylum that we're living in, led by Fauci and others, they want us to believe that these germs are all going to kill us. And we have to also, you know, sanitize and cover our mouths. And, you know, just it's so stupid. I said a little thing on the Verkirk Hour. I don't know if it's going to come out next hour, but you did a little video clip of it. It was like a minute 10 or something, where I was talking about moronic yes. medicine.
Medicine for morons.
Yes.
And, I'm telling you guys, follow Robert on social media, especially on Instagram, because I guarantee these things do go on Instagram. And check these things out and share these things, because we're starting to do this more. You know, 15, 16 years later for me, it's kind of, maybe we ought to, you know, like, maybe promote the show yeah. a little bit.
Right.
Because there's some hidden gems sometimes you may miss when the shows are on, but that we like to isolate and stick out there. And that one's a good one. Medicine for morons.
Yeah, you want to know about that. Ask RSB is the name for the Instagram channel. And we have, of course, the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook. We're still there, believe it or not. And Twitter. There's also Twitter, which is RS Bell Media. And you can follow Super Don with the @ and then ITS. It's Super Don. Super Don. It's Super Don. And you can follow Super D. He's putting out a lot on Twitter as well. And we have links to that. Also, the chat room at robertscottbell.com. We got so much that we can do, but we can't do it all in 1 hour, much less two, here on our Sunday syndicated radio broadcast on GCN. So, following up, Robert Kirk, A&H International, coming up next. You don't want to miss it. And 5 additional days of the week when you can. robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.